Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Four after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer. It's Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And joining us for the next few minutes is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'll take a deep breath. And I didn't get emotional about it earlier, but you and I have been friends for 25, 26, 27 years. And Joy Brown was our friend for that long. I think she was always, I earlier mentioned, is sort of a club of about 40 or 50 of us that have been doing this for a long time. We all know each other. Listeners around the country all know who we are. And because we've been at it maybe for a long time. So there's a certain amount of household royalty that certainly went with Joy Brown, who, if you haven't heard, passed away the other day at the age of 71. She was talking to her sister on the phone. And she's dropped dead. So I wanted to recount with Michael some of the things that we all ought to keep in mind about Joy, what she brought to the business, what she brought to life. Here's a perfect example of, she was on this program all the time, we were talking about attracting positive and negative attention.
Usually the law of attraction is the copulatory gaze, which is a 20-second first impression that is true of the animal kingdom, including human beings. All right, so now that we've said that, we can put it aside. Let's talk about Doug's law of attraction, which is how do you attract positive or negative things in your life? And the answer is, to a certain extent, that you anticipate by visualization. And I know there's a great story. When I first moved to San Francisco, I was doing television the day I arrived. And my hairdresser said she was getting married that afternoon after she did my hair. And I said, what's he like? And she said, well, she made a list of all the things that she wanted in a man. And she, the only thing she forgot to put down was that she wanted hair on his head. Mm-hmm. And he was bald. But she actually wrote down a list of what she wanted. And a lot of people believe that if you can visualize what you want, you can not only attract it, but recognize it when you see it. Mm-hmm. And conversely, if you go through life being negative about everything, that you will attract that attitude really is everything. Yeah. And not only attitude, mm-hmm. but the specifics of how you visualize things.
Joy was on this program for a long, long time. By the way, save that, Kara, for later, because there's a great story today about how women love men with hair. All right, so they're going to love us, Michael. Michael's got hair. I've got hair. Joy, that it's like she's sitting here next to me. Listening to that, I don't know when we had that conversation. I'm guessing it was in the last year or two. But listening to her, it's very difficult. And people would say this all the time, whether you know the person or you don't. Somebody in your family dies and you don't expect them to die. They just, okay, so I was talking to her yesterday. And that literally is kind of how this came to be. So it's very sobering when we think about this club of Tom Maher and Jerry Doyle and now Joy passing all of them on the air until their last breath. I think Joy did a program on Friday, didn't she? That's what I was led to believe.
Yeah. You're talking to me, Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joy was a vital person. Joy was not a sick woman. Joy was,
no.
People could not believe she was as old as she was.
Mm-hmm.
A person would take Joy if they had just met her for being 51.
Yeah.
As opposed to 71.
I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I used to kid her all the time and say, Joy, what do you think you are? You know, I'd say your dresses are too short.
Oh, that's right. She loved to wear short dresses and show off her legs.
She saw herself, in addition to being an intellectual and a patron of the arts, she saw herself as a hot chick.
Yeah.
I mean, it was inspirational. Mm-hmm. But it, when you hear
she
that
was
she's gone,
of a hot chick. You know, that, she well, was kind of, it was not know, a
now,
secret
now
that she
she's
and
gone.
I dated for a while, and it was very interesting to be in that sort of relationship, and we had all kinds of relationships over the years. That was by far the strangest. But she was a wonderful, she was a great friend. Just a, it was just always on. That was the thing. She was always on. Right? When we'd have the conventions, she'd be running around. You more often than not would use her as the face of the convention. She'd be the voice. She'd be the person who would go through the day and keep everything together as people were being introduced, that kind of stuff.
Well, she was the MC of our convention in June, in May.
Yeah,
she was the MC. But the most important thing, so that this conversation doesn't sound too inside, is that Joy Brown represented something in radio that no longer exists without her. There was a time when talk radio was a variety show, where a radio station would have the political talk show host, it would have the medical doctor, it would have the psychologist talking about relationships, you'd have the financial guy, you'd have a couple of generalists, you'd have the curmudgeon. It was a hodgepodge of interesting people. And one of the, you know, one of the pillars of the talk radio format was the relationships host, the doctor, the psychologist, or a psychiatrist. And she was the last one really
standing. Yep.
And the reason that, you know, the fact that she even stayed on a network full of stations in 2016, when most of them only want political talk. They you know, everybody does the same thing, not just political talk, conservative political talk. Joy was able to keep that style of radio alive because she did it so well. And I'm sorry, of course, you know, personally, we've lost a irreplaceable friend. But the format of talk radio has lost an irreplaceable talent that was not just a talent, but stood for a subject and a style of the radio that now no one is doing.
Yeah. Remember, you made me think, as I sit here, David Viscott, who was on KBC when I was there in the 90s, and Laura, and well, Laura Schlesinger, who is what she is, she's still on Sirius, and then there was Tony Grant, but they didn't have they all sounded clinical, but Joy didn't. Joy sounded like she actually had been there and done that.
Yeah, your girlfriend, but was smart. Yeah. Like, you were lucky enough to have this friend who was a doctor and could relate to everything that was going on in your life.
Yeah. She also was a good psychologist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was, you know, she had almost gotten her medical degree, so she knew a lot about medicine.
She got a PhD from Northeastern.
Correct.
In Boston, and liked Ball State here, had her first real radio gig here. That's where I actually met her.
Yeah.
And then she went to New York and stayed there, 25 years? She was on WOR.
She was on San Francisco Radio, too, for a while.
Right, too.
She was on KGO, I believe.
Yep. Yep.
And she was syndicated by a number of networks, most notably the WOR radio network in its heyday, back when they syndicated people such as Gene Burns.
Yep.
You may remember. They were happening.
Yep.
And she was there. She was an active person within the industry. She was one of those people that would always help their fellow broadcasters. She'd pop up on other people's shows. She was on your show.
She'd smile at you.
Yeah, she was on my podcast three times.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still numb about it. I can't get used to the idea. We had to cover it in Talkers Magazine. I had to make sure that it wasn't just a rumor. That's the last thing I wanted to do. You know, it's funny. I actually had to face journalism. You know, the story is breaking.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
And I didn't want to put it out if it was a rumor. And I had to find out, you know. And of course, we didn't want to be scooped by other trade magazines, especially with a personal friend like Joy Brown.
Yeah.
And I found her brother. I confirmed it by talking to her brother. And you know how we did that? We called her cell phone because I talked to her all the time. Called her cell phone and her brother answered.
Brother answered it.
Yeah. That's how I was able to confirm it, and we put the bulletin out. So it is sobering. You know, when you know somebody and they're sick, and they're sick for a long time, it's a sad thing to lose them. Or if they live a bad lifestyle, they drink, they take drugs, they ride motorcycles.
All the time. She looked as she was.
Yeah, but this was crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy. Yeah,
and it does sober you up. It
does. You know, I said this earlier. I've talked about this a little bit each hour of the day today, thinking about how corny, but we think about some of the things that distract us or distress us in life, the things that are basically foolishness, and they get in the way of friendship, they get in the way of love, they get in the way of life, And when something like this happens, wham, it just brings you back around to thinking how foolish are any or all of us that let little things, or maybe even big things, stand in the way of living a good, happy life, sharing things with people, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's a lesson that she would have wanted to talk about had it been somebody else. But with her gone, I guess we use her as an example.
Yeah, well, we should always treat each other as if we're never going to see each other again.
Yeah.
You know, every minute counts. Never take another human being for granted.
Yeah, and don't waste
your
time. It's
a very magical thing, being with another person who you know for years and care about, whether it's a friend, a wife, a husband, a child, a parent, a cousin. Don't take that thing for granted.
Not at all. All right, Michael. Thank you. Go to Talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, to see the full story about the passing of Joy Brown and an overview of her career. It's 45 past the hour. TV report next.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. High up in the mountains of Utah, we met with Robert Redford, who's showcasing his Sundance channel to educate about global warming.
And now we're looking at an issue like global warming, for which there is now measurable data.
And what's really going to make this issue work before it's too late are the people that see the issue presented to them. It's certainly not the federal government, who's ignoring it at great pain and cost to the country. It's going to be the people, when they get the information, that are going to get active.
If we all act now, all over the planet, it really can get better, right?
If we all come together and act.
Even the networks now are realigning to get the message out. Must be something to it. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Today on AppCheck, LeafSnap uses visual recognition software to identify any tree species. Great database, but it has real problems identifying leaves, and that's the whole idea. LeafSnap struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When do most kids take their first drink of alcohol? Well, this answer will surprise you. Here's the science of it. No one will argue that kids and alcohol, it's a first-rate problem, and researchers have found that a large number of individuals who experienced serious alcohol problems started drinking right about the time they hit adolescence. In fact, young people who take up alcohol before age 15 are four times as likely to become alcohol dependent as those who waited until age 21. But get this, the rate of alcohol abuse more than doubles in youngsters who start drinking before age 15. What's the cheap psychological trick? This is a clarion call. First, the adolescent takes the drink, and then, if they're not real careful, the drink takes the adolescent. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
47 after the hour. So Jen, Harry Connick Jr. is having a television benefit for the Louisiana flood that will air on Labor Day in the evening. A live broadcast with lots of people, including Randy Jackson from American Idol, and also American Idol alum Mackenzie Borg. Do you remember Mackenzie Borg?
one of the competitors, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's cool. I mean, Harry Connick has kind of gotten to know this generation as a judge on American Idol. So, I mean, my generation knows him, of course, for his beautiful album of standards and of his acting.
Great music.
Yeah, but I think that's important. And, you know, Harry Connick has always been very vocal about where he's from. And so I like it when artists actually don't forget. You know, they don't forget their ties and they try to help out the communities that really raised them. So that's good.
Responsible for them being there, if you will. All right, little music. The day is good for what ails you. So every hour of this bar, we have some musical focus here. And this is Mel C with the Spice Girls. So we're trying to get to the bottom here, Jen, of why she said no to the reunion tour. Melanie Chisholm is her name. Right?
Yes. Right.
Okay, so she said this was like nothing. She didn't have any feelings. Apparently, they were all trying to get together and talking and have their people talking to other people. So as far as Sporty Spice was concerned, if everyone wasn't going, it was nobody going. So Mel C has said that she will always share an unbreakable bond with the Spice Girls. She never complained about the fame. What are you going to complain about the fame? What a stupid thing to say. Where the hell is she?
So Mel C was Sporty Spice, and she is
married to the soccer player.
No, right. That's Victoria Beckham.
Victoria is married to the. Okay. That was Pop.
And she's the one who's not doing it.
And she always, let's be honest, like everybody in the group thought that Posh was sort of the B in the group. Like nobody wanted to hang out with her, I would imagine. I mean, she never sang, she never smiled.
Yeah,
she just always looked like she was hungry, which she probably was. I want to feed her every time I see her.
The skinny Spice Girl.
Right.
Well,
And then to have Sporty Spice, who, by the way, I don't think has done really much of anything. I think she tried to release an album, but, you know, she was kind of bad teeth Spice. So I don't know how much of that she was selling.
Dental Spice, we'll call her.
The arrogance of Victoria Beckham, who is posh. I have so many demands on me because of my fashion.
Well, but she does. That's a legitimate thing. She has a fashion empire.
She forgets where she comes from. Nobody would know squat about
her.
That's true. Other than she sleeps with Beckham. That's it. What else do they know about her? These guys like this, men and women like this, drive me nuts because they forget where they come from.